USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway says President Trump is open to using executive action to pass some sort of gun restrictions after a series of deadly mass murders.
Everything's on the table, but we need people to get off TV, get back to Washington, or at least come to the White House and try to work together.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says he's not too concerned after the markets fell on Monday on trade tensions with China, telling reporters at the White House the trade talks will continue with China.
We'd like to negotiate. We're planning for the Chinese to come here next month. And if there's a good deal or good progress, he may reconsider some things. But similarly, he has also said if there's no good deal and no progress, he may also reconsider some things on the other side. So we'll have to wait and see.
This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
President Trump and the GOP want the president's name on California's primary ballot, and the president is suing the state to make sure it happens. At issue is a new law signed last week regarding presidential candidates released 5 years of tax returns to run in the primary. The first African-American woman to win a Nobel Prize has passed away. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Toni Morrison, born and raised in Lothian, Ohio, a prolific author, novelist, and essayist, but best known for her Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, Beloved, one example of her writings about strong female African-American characters. She said she wrote Beloved
to talk about a woman who had to make some choices about slavery, about motherhood, about love, about parenting. That had nothing to do with being a victim.
Morrison was 88. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The FBI is opening a domestic terrorism investigation into the shooting that killed three people, including two children, at a popular California food festival. FBI Special Agent John Bennett as his story continues to unfold.
The FBI and the Gilroy Police Department investigators have uncovered a list of organizations on the subject's digital media that may have been potential targets of violence. These organizations from across the country include religious institutions, federal buildings, courthouses, political organizations from both major political parties, and the Gilroy Garlic Festival. Even though the threat appears to have been mitigated by the subject's death, the FBI has a responsibility to notify individuals and organizations of potential threats or acts of violence. We are in the process of notifying those groups. However, we will not be releasing or confirming the names of any specific organizations at this time out of respect for their privacy and their safety.
Apple is rolling out a new virtual credit card on Tuesday, which will help the iPhone maker diversify from device sales. The virtual card is aimed at folks who own iPhones and offers a 2% cash back on purchases with Apple Pay and no service fees to manage the app-related finances. The company says people have expressed interest in an Apple credit card. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.